98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
Well, I suppose, you know, in September, October, November, there were probably moves afoot on that there was going to be a new manager, and Pat gave me a bell and asked me would I be interested in supporting the management team. And I suppose with Pat's pedigree and, you know, the success he's had and his reputation is, you know, I would have known that and probably done a small bit of work with him back a few years ago. But for me, that was, you know, it was an easy question to answer, really. Would I get involved? Because for me, Dublin Hurling, you know, have the potential to go and break through to a top four team and get a chance as well to work with the Dublin players and Pat and his management team. You know, that's a great honour, really, for me, you know, to be asked and to be able to contribute.
It's a very interesting management team as well, because, you know, the other members of the management team have obviously had All-Ireland football success. There's winners among that management team there.
Absolutely, and already I think we see that in training in the organisation, and I've been very, very impressed with the management team. They're able to coach, they're able to entice players, they're able to push players, and, you know, that's a great experience to have. And the organisation, that Pat and the management and his style, and yeah, his knowledge of hurling is really, really top class, and that's going to bear fruits, we hope. We're all there on trial, and you're judged by your success on the field. So it's early days yet, and the honeymoon is probably over now, but there's going to be tough days ahead, there's no doubt. But, you know, there's ability. You know, Cooler, for example, are having a great run at club level, and we wish them well. And but we have enough of other guys to work on and to improve and to get them to a level that they can seriously challenge.
Your title, I think, is hurling coach. What's your day-to-day involvement with the team then?
Well, I suppose it's part of the management team, but yeah, heavily involved in coaching and heavily involved in working with the players. But no different to Pat and to Sean and Paddy Donoghue. And I suppose Mickey Whelan brings huge experience as well as a hugely experienced person around sports teams and fitness levels and, you know, what it entails. So we all have our roles to fill, and for me it's just as I said, an honour and great to be involved in coaching on the pitch, and that's what I really love.
Is that coaching what you really enjoy? Because the last few years you've been in coaching with some clubs and with some county teams, people would be expecting maybe you to go back into management. Is it coaching rather than management that tickles your fancy at the moment?
Well, either, but for me, I suppose it's to get asked, and it's an honour always to be involved with an inter-county team. But yeah, I mean, I just love going training, being in the buzz, having the buzz, and being on the pitch with the players and working with players and seeing them develop. To me, that's of huge significance and of huge enjoyment, really.
You obviously see good potential in this Dublin team then.
Well, I think Dublin, with the work that's gone on at underage, with the coaching that's gone on in the clubs and with the push the clubs have brought on the hurling side, you know, it's now getting up to the level that's it's there on the football side. I think everybody saw Dublin's under 17 team this year, very, very skillful. They were like a Kilkenny or a Galway or a Tipperary minor team. And that's proof that, you know, the coaching is working. So definitely over the next few years, I think the produce coming through are very, very strong and will rival any county. And I think Dublin needs it as well because of the amount of players that are in Dublin. There's only 15 that can start on any football team in any county. And I think Dublin clubs will need a very strong outlet, and they'll need an inter-county team. The Dublin senior hurlers doing very, very well to have that attraction and draw as well.
Because the feeling would be the team has probably underachieved a bit in the last years after winning the Leinster title, which many felt would be the springboard to something more.
Yeah, I suppose tremendous work by Anthony Daly, but also very good work by Gerard Cunningham. Probably dipped last year, but you will get those years. There'll be up and down times, but we'd be hoping for a kickback this year and to take it up a couple of more notches, because definitely we would see that the ability is there.
Would the feeling be that you can be competitive against the very top counties in the coming year?
Well, you'll have to be. I mean, you're not going to be in the Leinster Championship if you don't feel that you can win every match. We're no different to any other county. We'll want to be there and want to win. But, you know, the level that every other county is at, the top 8 or 10 counties now, I think they're very, very close, but you'll have probably the Kilkennys and the Wexfords and Tipperarys and definitely Galway, who are the team to beat now. You know, people expecting that they're a notch ahead, but there's very little between the teams in my view, and we'll be trying to close that gap.
Just ask you about the league first of all, because I mean Dublin, obviously you want to hit the ground running. We're looking at Davy behind us there. They did last year and got promoted on the back of it. You've got a very narrow window to be in peak condition for the end of January compared to where you would have been starting 2 or 3 weeks later normally.
Yeah, it's and it's the same for every other team. So that's why you think it's quite condensed these few weeks. It's pre-season to get fitness levels up, get your strength levels up, and you know, for Dublin also we want to see as many players as we can. So it's probably a bit more work there where say in other counties that have sitting management teams, they probably know their players better. But there's no doubt we want to throw the net out there and try and find. Maybe a new con. Okay, then. For us, it's about trying that. And early parts of the Welsh Cup will be used to look at a lot of players as well.
I get the feeling from what you've said, it's not a case of setting massive goals down. It's just an ambitious group who want to do well next year.
Well, look, we'll always have our internal goals and our dreams there, really. But it'll be one day at a time for us to kick off well in the league and be strong in the league. And, you know, to really put the net out there and to get players established on the team. And hopefully with the emphasis will be on strong performances in the league that'll prepare us well for the championship.
Anthony, enjoy the Christmas. Hopefully there's no snow on the ground when you play in the Bord na Mona series in the new year. And best of luck to you with Dublin.
Thanks, Will.
98 FM's Now That's What I Call Sport.
Back live this Sunday morning from 9.
98 FM.